This is Music Notes for the week of May 14th. There's a new local band to look out for called The Carriers. They're Kurt Kaiser, formerly of the Pomegranates, John Curley of Afghan Whigs, Ryan Devendorf of The National. They released two singles on May 11th called Peace of Mind and Daily Battle. Freddie Fender's biography, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, A Meteoric Rise to Stardom, is now available on Amazon. Author Tammy Lorraine Huerta Fender tells the story of her father from a daughter's viewpoint. Shake It Records has a crate load of releases worth checking out. New albums from Leon Bridges, Trampled by Turtles, Wussy, and a reissue of Liz Phair's classic debut are just a few of the recent releases available at Shake It in Northside. The Manhattan Transfer released their first album in a decade, called The Junction. The group has a PBS special currently airing nationwide titled The Summit with Take 6, a national tour, and a local exposure interview later this month. Hans-Joachim Rodelius has a Q&A featured in the UK's Record Collector magazine. Jazz at the Netherlands Hilton is hosting several performances this week. The Gemis Allgeier Friar Trio will be playing Monday, the Jim Connerly Trio plays on Wednesday, and the Nick Friar Quartet plays Thursday. Music begins at 6 each night. Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys and the Jimmy D3 will be at the Southgate House Revival Wednesday, May 16th from 8 to 11. Go Go Buffalo has an acoustic poetry set with Common Center, Heavy Hinges, and Bucko at Urban Artifact on Thursday, May 17th from 8 to midnight. Phil DeGreg has a busy week, including shows on Thursday, May 17th with Carlos Vargas at Schwartz's Point on Vine Street, and Sunday, May 20th at Di Felice Cafe in Covington from 5 to 8. It's Deja Vu all over again on May 17th as MJQ Deja Vu brings the sounds of the Modern Jazz Quartet to the Music at BCM concert series at Behringer Crawford Museum in DeVue Park. Gates open at 6. Lipstick Fiction and Comprador will be on stage at Motor Pub May 18th from 9 to 11. Photographer Michael Wilson just completed a two-month course where he met twice a week with 11 high school students from Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky to teach them about making, processing, and printing traditional black and white photographs. On May 19th, an exhibition of their work will be held at the Manifest Drawing Center on Wetzel Avenue in Madisonville from 6 to 8 p.m. I spoke with him recently about the exhibition, the class, his career, and more in an interview posted on localexposure.wvxu.org/lx. On May 19th, George Harrison's first electric guitar is heading to auction after being in private hands for over 50 years. Harrison's Hofner Club 40 will be on the auction block alongside Eric Clapton's Epiphone Granada and Bob Dylan's 1965 Fender Telecaster. The Greenwich on Gilbert Avenue has a couple of shows coming up this weekend. Mike Wade and the Nasty Natty Brass Band are playing Friday, May 18th at 8:30, and Radio Black are on stage May 19th. Schwartz Point has three big shows to close out the week with Phil DeGreg and Friends playing Thursday, May 17th, 8:30 to midnight, Josh Klein, Peter Gemis and Tony Franklin, May 18th, and Pat Kelly with Mandy Gaines and Lou Lausche at 9 o'clock on May 19th. Herzog Music will be very busy on May 19th. Little Folkers Puppet Party with Miss Hannah Ray features musical guest Chelsea Ford and The Trouble performing at 11 a.m., Mockery has an in-store release party for their debut album, Cold Open, at 12, and State of King Building, featuring Otis Williams and Henry Glover, will be held from 1 to 3. On May 19th, the award-winning Irish-American Theatre Company performs A Couple of Blackguards, a comedic drama of the McCourt brothers' life stories from Limerick to New York City. The Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra is teaming up with students of MY Cincinnati Orchestra for a performance at the Community Matters Sanctuary in Price Hill on May 19th at 1 p.m. The Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton will conclude the 2017-18 season on May 19th at 7:30 with jazz and cabaret, The Pat and Julie Show. You'll hear my conversation with Pat Linhart and Julie Spangler on the Local Exposure webpage, wvxu.org/lx. The Cincinnati Opera has a few shows to close out May with Building the Wall, a musical and historical perspective on May 22nd at Music Hall, Singers and Spirits, Sopranos and Sangiovese at Revel OTR May 24th, and Bad Behavior, Great Art at the Cincinnati Art Museum on May 31st. The Cincinnati Music Academy has summer piano classes for adults with lessons starting as early as June 4th. Registration deadline is May 25th. The 20th annual Cincy Blues Challenge is being held at Germania Park on Sunday, June 3rd from noon to 9. Rain or shine, 24 great blues acts all on one stage competing for a spot at the International Challenge in Memphis, along with a slot at the August Cincinnati Blues Fest. Chicago's own Andy Pratt is back in Cincinnati after appearing on Around Cincinnati last year, and he'll be at Motor Pub on June 3rd. Andy and his trio will play songs from his new EP, which will be released on May 18th. The 15th annual Slamology Automotive and Music Festival returns to Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Raceway June 9th and 10th. Legendary blues guitarist Buddy Guy is releasing a new album June 15th titled The Blues Is Alive and Well. The album features Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, and James Bay. Buddy will be at the Rose Music Center at the Heights in Huber Heights on July 11th and at Toledo's Centennial Terrace July 15th. Queen plus Adam Lambert have announced a September residency at the Park MGM in Las Vegas with 10 dates from September 1st through the 22nd. And finally, tickets are now on sale for the Cincinnati Pops Star Wars concert at Music Hall on September 7th, 8th, and 9th. There will be performances Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. That's Music Notes for the week of May 14th. Music composed by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.